I'm Janice Ward. I'm in charge of the Bluebird Project on the Nassawaga Creek Bluebird Trail. I'm also the Lower Shore Coordinator for the Maryland Bluebird Society. This has been my life's work since 2006. The white box you see near the kiosk is part of the Nature Conservancy Nassawaga Creek Bluebird Trail. It started in 2006, and it was started to help to preserve our eastern bluebird population. Bluebirds are not only one of our most beautiful native songbirds, they provide a great service to us by consuming large quantities of insects considered harmful to men. Bluebirds are a true conservation success story. They require cavity for nesting, places such as holes in old tree stags or old fence posts. In the early 1900s, many of these natural nesting habitats were being destroyed as our country was developing. At the same time, to add injury to insult, the English sparrow and the European starling were introduced to our shores. These are both very aggressive cavity nesters, and they compete directly with the bluebirds for nesting sites. As a result, the bluebird population started to drop dramatically, and by 1930, we had lost 90% of our bluebirds. Concerned birders started doing research, and they quickly discovered that bluebirds would accept man-made cavities, and that was the start of their comeback. So bluebird trails, which are loosely defined as five or more bluebird boxes placed 100 yards apart and monitored on a regular basis, begin to spring up everywhere, and the bluebird numbers begin to rebound. They were brought back from the brink of extinction, literally one nest box at a time. This trail began with 8 boxes in this field back in 2006, and it has since grown to 30-plus boxes spread over 7 miles and several other local properties. Each box on the trail is checked weekly during nesting season from late March to early September by dedicated monitors who then report their data to Cornell University's NestWatch program. This trail consistently averages well over 100 fledged bluebirds a year. You also might spot other cavity nesters using these boxes, such as the Carolina chickadee, the Carolina wren, or especially tree swallows. The Bluebird Trail involves most of the surrounding properties. It's become a real community project, and everybody wants to know what their boxes are doing and how many bluebirds they've had and what other kinds of birds. So it's gotten to be a really nice thing for our neighborhood.